This is HM correspondent Erica Dulcinea Diggs for the Media Sanctuary, and today I am in Orlando, Florida at the Arts International Showcase. Today I am speaking with Keandre Harrison. He is an actor and a singer. How are you doing today, Keandre?
I'm fine, Erica. How about you?
I'm very good. Thank you for coming on the show.
You're welcome.
You are a part of the family now.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so let's get started. What city are you from, and what city did you audition?
Well, I'm from...
And what was your audition like? What did you perform, and how'd it go?
Well, I performed You Deserve It by Anthony Brown, and good, I'm here, so I'm guessing it was good.
How did you get knowledge of the arts?
Well, I was going on Facebook one day, and then, like, in the middle of nowhere, it just popped up.
Yeah?
How diverse going, different places. I signed myself up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What was your mother's thoughts? Because you are 17 years of age, right?
And she said she was iffy about it at first, but she was just going all along with it, and that's how we got here today.
Right, as every parent should. So, okay. Why was your mother iffy about the situation of you coming to the arts to perform?
Because she knew the amount of money she had to pay, and she knew that it could possibly be a scam.
Okay. Alright. Why do you enjoy acting and singing?
Well, it's a relief, you know. When you go out there and act, it's something you like to do. Just like for somebody who plays football or basketball, they put their heart into it. It can ease their pain, their anger. Same way with acting and being on stage, it helps me as well. And so, also, this has always been my dream to do so and have a career in acting and singing for others.
Okay, and how did you begin singing?
Well, I was a little kid. I'm a church boy. I was raised in church.
Okay, and, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
All right. I would watch other people sing, like the choir in my church and singing. That just encouraged me to get up and start, you know, start singing and getting out there. I'm not all the way there yet, but that's why I'm here and I'm working on it.
That's right. Always training and practicing. Initially, what were your first thoughts when you got the email saying, "Welcome to the arts"?
Well, it was 12 o'clock in the morning, 12:07 to be exact. And I opened my email because they informed us that we would be getting the email if we made it in. Ran straight downstairs to my mom was in bed, and I said, "Look, Mom, I made it to the arts." But there was more excitement. And then my mom made it, which was a good reaction. It was exciting and pretty joy.
So would you say your mom is leery on you becoming an actor or a singer? What are her thoughts on your passion?
She's just there to be by my side. She's ready for me to get out there. And I think this is something she personally wants me to do, too, to be honest. So,
Everybody wants their baby to be a star.
Yeah, so I think she feels pretty good and confident about it, just as I did.
How do you feel you performed? If you could go back and change anything, what would it be?
I mean, I performed decent. I could have done way better. If I could go back and, you know, re-perform, I would fix my nervousness and my quivering when I get nervous, my shaking, and try my best not show that I'm nervous when I am nervous.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, what songs did you perform?
More Than Anything, that's it. But my monologue was from Lion King, and I was killing both of them, so.
Oh, okay. Well, we're happy you dove into it. You know, yeah. That's the first step. You know, there's so many shy kids out there that are still quivering in their boots, wanting to act, sing, dance, and they're just scared. And they're scared of rejection. They're scared of the laughter or the failure.
Yes.
And
that's
you're already doing it.
Yeah.
So congratulations to you.
Thank you.
Do you have any experience within the industry prior to being at the art?
Drama club events.
Mm-hmm.
I would, you know, get up and perform in the drama club events for, like, Christmas, plays, festivals and all that, mm-hmm. be MC at our school.
Oh, yeah?
Just try to be bold and show them that, you know, I'm on my way up to the top.
You're that person.
Yes, yes.
What was it like MCing for your school? That sounds, like, really hard, but fun at the same time.
Yeah, it's very fun. It was really hard, but it was very fun because people at my school think I'm a comedian. And,
oh,
you know,
do they know?
I'm a class clown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
Well, you need to make me laugh.
Okay.
What are some of your goals for this week? What are you expecting, and how are you going to accomplish them?
Well, my main goal is to, you know, not walk out of here without something. You know, that's everyone's thought when they first come to the arts. You want to be here. You don't want to leave without, you know, taking anything home. So my goal was not to leave here without bringing anything home. So that way, if I was to get well known, or, you know, which is not all about being well known, you know, because I'm not all for money. I'm also for, like, getting myself out there to help others, you know.
Of course.
So just so I can, like, pay back to my mom and those who, you know, raised me since I was a kid and stuff like
Amen.
That.
Amen. I'm a firm believer.
Yes.
One day I'm going to buy my mom a big house. How you doing, Mary?
The world.
So, tell me, what have you learned about yourself here? You said that if you could go back in your performances, you would change, you know, your nervousness, your jitterbug, you know, your jittering, your teetering.
I've learned that. Despite my nervousness, I really didn't let it overcome me, because even though I was nervous, I still popped out the nervous box, and I kept going. My nervousness didn't stop. I showed them that I still am the guy, even though I was nervous. So not only that, I just realized that you have to be very brave and courageous to go in front of people who can literally say, well, we want you, we want to make you well known, or we want you to be on our team. Or if they don't want you to be on our team, you know, that's very heartbreaking. So, yeah. Just.
So, do you have any tips for people who are interested in acting, dancing, singing, or, you know, just trying to come out their shell a little bit more? Talk to me. What are your thoughts?
I say, despite the negativity or the negativity that you're thinking, you know, go beyond that, you know. Just go straight for it. I've learned this week through the arts that no matter how you may feel, bad-wise, negatively-wise, just don't show it. You know, just shoot your shot. Know you did your best and have confidence. That's what's going to get you, you know, where you want to be. Confidence and faith is key in a situation like this.
Do you think sometimes we might screw ourselves out of a situation because of the way we are reacting or coming off to someone?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. And, like, also, you know, you have to watch what you say when you're trying to do stuff like that, because, you know,
ears everywhere, yes, eyes everywhere.
Yeah, it could be an agent. You don't know, you said something and lost your chance. So
Definitely. Okay, so do you have anything that we should be looking forward to seeing soon? How can people get in touch with you? Where can we see you at? What's the next thing for you?
I have two people looking at me to, you know, look deep down into my singing. And
oh, is that right?
Interested in my singing.
Okay.
Yeah, so, hopefully, you know, they'll be by singing, you know, and maybe acting, because I do want to act for right now. But for right now, focus on singing, and acting will be coming later on down the road.
Okay, and what is the genre you want to sing for?
Gospel, and maybe some R&B, because I can sing R&B too.
Why would you prefer gospel?
Because that's what has got me through my breakdowns and helped me come through a breakthrough, you know.
Definitely. Amen. Okay, so do you have any final words?
I'll just be encouraged.
Okay. Well, you did not give us your Instagram handle, so I'm going to need that. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, drop them for me. Come on.
My Facebook is Keandre Harrison. I don't have Twitter. And my Instagram is... My Facebook is Keandre Harrison. And my Instagram is KKeeperReal_.
No, start over, because I don't want that in the video. So start over.
My Facebook is Keandre Harrison. And my Instagram is KKeeperReal_101415.
Okay. Well, listen, folks. This man's going to be a star. And I'm so happy and honored that I had the pleasure of interviewing you first. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see you make it. Because I definitely see you doing big things, honey.
Yes. Thank you, honey.
Thank you. I'm honored to sit here with you. And this has been HMO correspondent Erica Diggs for the Hudson Mohawk Radio. And I spoke with Keandre Harrison. He is a 17-year-old boy from Kimball, West Virginia, and he is here at the arts to perform and show who he really is and what he can do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.